Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, buglers and garglers and top storiers. I'm Alice Fraser, and today on Top Stories, it's a real classic, a top story devoted entirely to Plaxico Burress. From 2008, this is literally shooting oneself in the foot.
Top story this week, and Plaxico Burress. Andy, that name may sound like a pharmaceuticals company or a sovereign island in the Pacific, but it is in fact the star wide receiver of the New York Giants, a man who in fact caught the pass which won his team the Super Bowl last year, a multi-millionaire athlete with the world at his feet, who this week shot himself in the leg in a nightclub in New York. Thank you, Plaxico. Thank you. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. When the world is a depressing place, Andy, you can always trust athletes, if not to entertain us through their skills, then doing something so spectacularly boneheaded as to distract people from their pain. This last week in the events in India have been a perfect example of this. Step forward, Plaxico Burress, who clearly saw the tragedy in Mumbai unfolding and thought, what can I do? What can I do to help? I know. I'll shoot myself in the leg in a nightclub. If that makes just one person splutter on their breakfast in disbelief, then that's enough. I've done all I can.
That is very much the little robin in the chicken pie of despair. But where will it end, John? I mean, first Abraham Lincoln gets shot, and now this. I mean, America's got a problem with guns.
That's not a natural progression. But not only did he do this, he also took the leader of the defensive line, Antonio Pierce, to the nightclub with him, who allegedly hid the gun for him afterwards, thereby jeopardising his team's defence as well as the offence. Now, I would find this story even funnier than I already do, which is funny. If Plaxico was not the star wide receiver on my office fantasy football team, the British Bulldogs, I feel that he has personally let me down, and he's been a mess all season. I've been having imaginary conversations with him for weeks now. Plaxico, do you want to be a British Bulldog? Because you're sure as hell not acting like it.
To me, a player shooting himself in the leg is the sign of one of the world's great sports franchises, because, of course, the Giants are the Super Bowl champions. But something similar happened back in 1996 to one of the greatest football clubs in the world, Gillingham FC, the pride of Kent.
No.
They had a defender called Matt Bryant who managed to shoot 40 pellets into his leg and was out for a couple of months. This followed his...
Even harder to do, Andy, in a country that does not have guns. I mean, that's really difficult.
Well, we do have guns, John. It's just we're a bit more civil. We use them for shooting the creatures of nature rather than other people.
But every detail of this Plaxico story takes it to another level of slapstick, Andy. Plaxico carried this gun into a nightclub with the safety catch off in his sweatpants. Sweatpants, Andy, simply don't have the purchase necessary around the waist to support an object as weighty as a loaded concealed weapon. Also, let's not forget that he was wearing sweatpants to a nightclub. Sweatpants are not the standard dress code for discotheques, are they? I speak as a man who's not a regular nightclub attendee.
Liar.
Hence my use of the word discotheque. Perhaps everyone is wearing sweatpants in nightclubs nowadays, Andy, and I sound ridiculous, but somehow I doubt it. Also, sweatpants...
They don't call you funky stuff for nothing, John.
No one has ever called me that. Even sarcastically, that's never happened.
You clearly haven't been reading the internet message boards.
I do think you have a choice. Sweatpants or gun. You can't have both, or you do run the risk of shooting yourself in the leg. So you simply have to ask yourself on the way out of your house, which do I want more, to take a loaded gun into a nightclub or to wear sweatpants there? I know I can't have both.
It was certainly unorthodox play by Plaxico Burress, and I guess that's what's made the Giants so successful since the midpoint of last season. They're prepared to go that extra yard to get success, and if that means their players shooting themselves in the leg in a nightclub, so be it, John. Sometimes you've got to win ugly. But I have to say it surprised me a bit, because I saw the Giants play in their Wembley game last October in London, and Burress was playing, and he didn't shoot himself in the leg once during that game. So the form line suggests that he wouldn't shoot himself in the leg. But I guess that's really what separates the top guys from the mop guys.
It just goes to show how unpredictable the NFL can be. There have been, though, many other spectacular sport injuries of... athletes trying to cheer people up with slapstick. Washington Redskins quarterback Gus Frerotte in 1997 celebrated scoring a rushing touchdown in the first half of overtime by spiking the ball and then headbutting a concrete wall in the end zone, damaging his neck, nearly knocking himself out, and meaning that he was unable to complete the game. Now, that sounds like the behaviour of a spectacular moron, until you remember that this was, of course, the year that Princess Diana died. And... I think this was Gus's attempt to help us all through that difficult time. Doc Ellis, the Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher, mistakenly thought he had a day off in 1970, so drove to Los Angeles to take LSD with some friends. One of them was reading the paper and noticed that, in fact, Doc was due to pitch that night against the Padres, so he got a quick flight to the stadium whilst in the midst of an acid trip and miraculously threw a no-hitter, despite reportedly being unable to feel the ball or see the batter or catcher. And this was clearly a gesture to America from Doc to cheer them up during the conflict in Vietnam.
Was it not also a gesture, John, to suggest that top-level sport would be far better if everyone was off their minds on LSD?
Well, I don't think acid is on the banned list. That's not traditionally thought to be a performance-enhancing drug. And finally, Andy, how about the tale of Chris Hansen, the punter for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2003? He saw the beginning of the Iraq War. He was clearly concerned that America was getting into a quagmire. Now, the coach of the Jaguars had strangely put an axe and some wood in the locker room as a symbol that his team should keep chopping wood. Well, Chris saw that axe. He raised it high above his head, brought it down, and let's just say he didn't play again for the rest of that year. I'm not sure. All I know is that he axed his foot.
Well, I guess what people will be asking, as you suggested earlier on, is what's Plaxico Burress doing with a gun in a nightclub? I mean, I guess the closest the NFL has seen to this was when John Elway unwittingly played the entire Super Bowl 21 with a Kalashnikov caught in his underpants. But we think maybe Burress, perhaps he misunderstood a drink promotion at the nightclub, which said a free shot with every whiskey and orange juice. Maybe alternatively, he found the gun in a gent's toilet and thought, well, this is no good, a gun in a nightclub, that's against health and safety. I better take care of this. I'm probably the most responsible person here in this nightclub. I'm on a multi-million dollar contract, and no way would I want to jeopardise that by firing it. I'll just pop it in my pocket for safekeeping. I'll have a quick cranberry juice and soda to celebrate being an incredibly highly paid sports star, then responsibly call the police and hand the weapon in. And then, unfortunately, by pure bad luck, it went off. I guess in his defence, John, he could say, well, I might have shot a gun in a nightclub, but at least I haven't been running a massive illegal dogfighting ring for several years like Michael Vick.
Thanks for listening. Now go listen to The Gargle, the greatest non-political topical comedy podcast in the whole world. I'm back tomorrow.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.